email in peter.levy@bbc.co.uk. Well, there is no disputing the part that they call it social media plays in the media these days. Just look at the sheer number of people who now get in touch to the programme via Twitter and Facebook. It's really taken off. But what about the way we do business? What can social networking do for our sales? There's a conference taking place in Lincolnshire today called Link Up Live. One of the speakers is Kate Day from the Telegraph Media Group, and she's on the line now. Kate, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Very good to talk to you. Your title is Social Media and Engagement Editor. That's a mouthful and a half. What does that mean in English?
It is a bit of a long one. So I look after the way the Telegraph uses social media. That's partly for journalism, so researching stories and contacting readers. That's also bringing readers' views back into storytelling and for announcing product launches, that kind of thing. So I get involved with quite a few different parts of what the Telegraph's up to.
Does it surprise you how many well-known people now seem to break their own stories and do their own interviews themselves, if you like, on Twitter?
Yeah, I think an awful lot of celebrities and people in the public eye have worked out that this is a way to connect to people directly, and they quite enjoy doing that.
And the journalists, they monitor lots of these well-known people the whole time, do they?
Yeah, so most journalists, just as they would have a contacts book, will build up a network on Twitter, and that can be fantastically useful. And sometimes it'll be well-known celebrities, but it might be organisations, it might be local businesses, really just as you'd have a network offline, if you like, and ring people up and go to people to refer back for quotes and stories. They'll develop that same contacts book on the web, and Twitter is a particularly good way of doing that.
OK, what are you saying in your speech today?
Well, I'm talking about how social media has changed the newsroom. So that's both, as you were saying, with your audience, changing the relationship with an audience and how you put together a programme. It can be similar for us and how we research and broadcast stories on the web. But then also how readers are using social media to recommend stories to each other. It's changing that relationship quite fundamentally.
And do you think there will be a time when virtually everybody's on this?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. We've had research out from the Office for National Statistics in the last couple of weeks that says now 57% of UK adults used the social network in the last year. This is no longer the preserve of teenagers in their bedrooms or geeks. It's spreading to everybody. Which network they use might depend on individual people and on their demographic a little bit more, but the shift in behaviour, I think, is here to stay.
OK, I wish you well with the speech today, Kate. Thank you very much, Steve, for coming on. Most grateful. 12:23 is the time.